is the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast, home to the growing business community of trade finance stakeholders and institutions making this asset class investable. I'm Andy Duckworth, and today's guest is from one of the newest members of the TFDI, Securitize. Securitize is the first platform to enable regulation-compliant tokenization of security. It also delivers end-to-end tokenization of any fund, company, or asset, unlocking alternative assets with a fully digital platform for issuing and trading digital asset securities. Steve Bendit is head of sales at Securitize, who's going to tell us more. Hi, Steve.
Andy, pleasure to meet you. Great to be here.
Now, before you tell us more about Securitize, can you give us a little of your background and how you got to where you are today?
Absolutely. I come from, you know, a more traditional kind of consulting entrepreneurial background myself. Started working in the equity crowdfunding space a few years ago after some of the new laws and regulations came to, you know, really democratize access for retail investors, and, you know, really saw where what the path looked like and how technology and regulation was changing to increase access for investors of different types of assets and different quality of products. So when tokenization was first on the rise and, you know, I saw how Securitize was developing and the type of ecosystem that they were building, I was immediately drawn into that universe and how blockchain technology and tokenization was flipping traditional finance on its head and creating different channels and different access for, you know, these products that investors would historically not be able to engage with. And the idea of eliminating different points of friction, creating a better investor experience, creating, you know, different channels and ramps for compliance. These things were all very powerful and very important to me as I was looking at how the market was developing. So it was a very natural fit as I kind of transitioned into Securitize a few years ago to take over, you know, the transfer agent and the regulated entity that handles the tokenization and the distribution of these digital asset securities.
Well, just tell us more about Securitize. Can you introduce it for us, please?
Absolutely. So Securitize was founded in late 2016 as kind of, you know, the initial coin offerings and tokenization and, you know, digital security technology was really, you know, unheard of and coming on the rise. The natural fit kind of first place for tokenization within the regulated environment was as a transfer agent. So the first major, you know, step in the regulated environment was for Securitize to become a regulated digital transfer agent. And we've really expanded the ecosystem and the capabilities beyond that. So we operate a fully SEC regulated transfer agent. We operate a digitally native registered FINRA member broker dealer. And we also operate what's called an ATS in the US, or an alternate trading system, which is a secondary marketplace for private securities, which allows a path towards liquidity for some of these asset classes that historically would not have that level of liquidity or access to that capital in the past. So that's pretty high level on Securitize. We offer a variety of different services. You know, we provide a lot of investor onboarding and registration services. We provide tokenization and fundraising. We obviously have our broker dealer for, you know, primary offerings and distribution and working with, you know, fully tokenized managed funds and different types of asset classes. So, you know, very interesting kind of point in time for us, and we're really leading the charge from a regulatory and compliance perspective, especially in the U.S., with the distribution of these digital security assets and tokens.
Great. Well, I'll come on to some of those points a bit later, but one thing I wanted to ask you about from your website, it mentions institutional-grade tokenization for real-world assets. Can you tell us what's meant by tokenization of real-world assets?
Yeah. So, you know, when we talk about tokenization internally and we talk about tokenization with our clients, what we're really saying is we're taking a traditional asset class and we're putting a digital wrapper around it and we're deploying that asset on chain. So there are a host of different benefits from both the investor side and from the issuer side in terms of, you know, improved access to liquidity, automated compliance, a digital first experience, you know, more efficient settlement processes and reduction of counterparty risk. these things all come from this digital wrapper, you know, within the smart contract layer that we're able to build on top of these assets and then able to deploy and manage those on the back end. So a lot of the traditional process that occurs within trade finance or traditional financial institutions is very manual and requires a lot of human oversight. We've taken a lot of that process and we've built that into the actual smart contract layer of the digital security token, and we're able to automate how those tokens move and how the rules and regulations in different jurisdictions are enforced on the back end. We're able to use those codes to create a better and more efficient experience for institutions and for individual, you know, accredited and retail investors to engage with these securities. In our most recent kind of experiences, we've been much more focused on the institutional grade, asset class. So when you see that on our website, you'll see in 2022, we launched our first fund with KKR in the United States. Within a year of that, we actually launched tokenized feeder funds for Hamilton Lane's direct equity, their evergreen senior credit fund, as well as their secondary fund. So taking these traditionally, you know, very high level asset classes and bringing and democratizing the access to that through these feeder funds. What we mean, you know, within that context is they're typically going to have a significantly lower entry point than their master fund counterpart. So a KKR fund, for example, that has a $5 million entry point, you can now have a qualified purchaser or an accredited investor that's able to participate in that. And maybe they're a different investor caliber, but they're able to participate in that fund at, you know, a couple $100,000 ticket price now, instead of a 5 to 10 year lockup and a $5 million minimum entry. So when we talk about the institutional grade tokens, that's the general concept of what we're looking at.
Great. Now, one of the things I know you've been working on recently is a pretty big product launch. Can you reveal a bit about that? Tell us more about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So a few weeks ago, we went public and there's been a lot of really fantastic press and fantastic coverage of the launch for BlackRock's first fully tokenized fund that is deployed on a public blockchain. So it's called the BlackRock USD Institutional Digital Liquidity Fund, or more commonly and fondly referred to in our inner circles as BIDL, that is deployed on the Ethereum blockchain, and Securitize is the broker-dealer that handled the tokenization and is handling the distribution through our primary marketplace on Securitize.io. So this has been a really big undertaking for us and for a lot of the, you know, other vendors, and for BlackRock in particular, who's been very keen on tokenization and the future of digital asset securities. What's really unique about this, obviously, is you have the largest asset manager in the world really putting their stamp of approval on the industry and really saying that we do believe that this is the future, and creating the first institutional grade asset class for accredited, you know, for qualified purchasers, for institutions, focused on crypto companies that are looking to put their treasury funds into a yield bearing money market fund. And all of this is happening on chain. So this is the first time where you have an institution of this size that is issuing securities directly into a registered wallet. You have redemptions happening via Web3 rails that are happening on Ethereum mainnet that can be tracked on Etherscan. You have, you know, all of these different kind of major players that are associated. Immediate redemption is part of the ecosystem of this fund. There's just so many new things that we've been able to build out in partnership and in tangent with BlackRock and other managers that are associated with the fund, that we think we're really kind of propelling the industry forward in a very meaningful and very rapid way.
Well, congratulations on that milestone for the industry there. This is the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast featuring Steve Bendit from Securitize. Now, Steve, which industries are starting to adopt digital assets, and what are the use cases?
I think, you know, we take a really interesting kind of look at this, and we're very industry agnostic. I think there's a lot of different industries where blockchain technology can prove to be very disruptive. And there's a lot of interest and growing momentum within the traditional finance universe. So I would say that, you know, we've seen the most momentum recently within private credit, within private equity, within, you know, institutional grade money market funds, obviously with what we were talking about with BlackRock. But it also comes down to the individual asset class. So there's a lot of opportunity for real world assets to be tokenized, which are, you know, real estate funds, private, you know, private collections of art and different collectibles. The value prop that exists from tokenization and from leveraging an ecosystem like Securitize can be expanded into so many different industries. We're trying to take a little bit more of a strategic view and take it kind of one at a time and try to be, you know, make sure that we're able to be successful with our partners through the distribution channels that we have. But the possibilities for how that can work are relatively endless.
So it sounds like, you know, you're ahead of the game here. What's it like in terms of regulation? How are US regulators trying to catch up and how are they embracing this new technology?
Yeah, it's an interesting topic. It's something that I would say we're definitely on the forefront on. And I would say that our executive team and a lot of the advisors of Securitize are very hands-on and working directly with members of different regulatory bodies, including the SEC and FINRA, different congressional committees, as they're trying to kind of really evaluate what the overall market value proposition of blockchain technology is, how it works, how it can be regulated at a higher level, what areas of disruption this is going to be causing that will change the way that they're, you know, monitoring and looking at the, you know, the transfers and the location and settlement of different types of securities. And then ultimately, there's obviously been a lot of conversation in the last couple of years about really identifying and creating that definition and expanding upon what is a security and what's classified as a security. Securitize is in a very unique position, and we take a very compliant first approach to the way that we operate. So every product that we engage with is either a registered or an exempt fund or an exempt type of, you know, asset class. So we don't deal with NFTs and we don't deal with utility tokens or things that are going to be traded and on decentralized exchanges at the moment. So we have a very regulatory oversight, you know, mentality in how we approach the industry. So it's, and I think that, you know, I like to think that that is appreciated by regulators and different people that are, you know, kind of have the ability to work with us and are monitoring the way that we operate. We're trying to be the ones who are leading the industry into the future. And I think that the level of adoption there is something that we're going to see at a higher level over the next few years.
That's great to hear. One other thing I'd like to ask you about are security token offerings and how does Securitize support the adoption of STOs?
Yeah. So there are two main ways that Securitize will engage and will help support an STO. And it comes down to, you know, the general framework of how our ecosystem is built out. So, you know, the projects that we've launched that have gotten a lot of publicity with BlackRock, with KKR, with Hamilton Lane, those are all structured out of our registered broker dealer, which is actually called Securitize Markets. There are a handful of other projects and a lot of other tokenization and STOs that we've been engaged with that have not been structured through our broker dealer. And we actually manage those out of our transfer agent. And we provide more of a white labeled service and a software and platform operations and back end kind of data and analytics for issuers that are not necessarily looking for distribution through us, but, you know, have the ability to sell their, you know, these tokens or the equity and debt. They have the ability to raise the capital, but they need an ecosystem to help support that and to help create and distribute the actual tokens. So we provide a lot of investor onboarding and registration support. We have, you know, systems to do investor KYC, you know, enhanced jurisdictional requirements for entity verification. We provide investor accreditation reports on an international scale. We provide ongoing AML or anti-money laundering support. And then we can provide an on-chain product where individual investors who have a verified account can link their, you know, EVM-compatible digital wallet into this environment and whitelist that against a verified account. So we're able to provide a lot of assistance on the, you know, investor onboarding registration process. And then through our transfer agent, we have, you know, this white labeled product, or, you know, kind of a full suite of APIs that we do provide to investors that have more robust development capabilities. But we're able to partner with them on building out the data rooms, building out the path for investors to come in, download the regulatory and compliance documentation that they are going to want to review, look at the historical financial information about the company, look at the operational structure and the executive team, actually execute signed subscription agreements, and then manage their positions once they've been issued as a digital security token. So, you know, we provide this as an option for these different types of funds and asset classes. And then we provide them a lot of real-time data and analytics on the back end to help manage the life cycle of those securities and those tokens. And that has to do with investor relations, investor communication. It has to do with, you know, maintaining accurate, updated records of master security files. Any types of financial distributions, we act as the paying agent for. So if there's, you know, if it's a yield-bearing product, we handle the distribution of those funds. If there's a dividend reinvestment program, we manage that. If there's a, you know, a Web3-based redemption program like BlackRock has, where we're going to set up a, you know, a fully compliant redemption wallet where the tokens can be transferred into directly and then funds are immediately settled and issued out to the investor, like that happens through the transfer agent. So there's these two different paths where we're either very hands-on and we're involved in the structuring of the deal and we're going to participate in some of the distribution. And, you know, I think it's important to note that's a very small percentage of the business that we do just based on our size and based on our ability. I would say, you know, probably about 3% of the investment opportunities that come through our due diligence process actually end up on our primary marketplace. And the rest of them are, you know, we engage as more of a software level and more of an infrastructure partner.
On partnerships, again, I was just going to ask you a little bit more about whether you're working with other TFDI members at the moment, perhaps such as TradeTech, YieldTech.
Yeah. So I think, and probably one of the most exciting announcements and partnerships that we did launch, you know, prior to BlackRock a few weeks ago, we were really excited about the partnership and launch that we had within, you know, the within TradeTech specifically with their YieldTech product and our developing relationship and integration with the XDC network. So it's been really exciting for us, you know, obviously TradeTech being a huge marketplace for private credit, real assets, and you know, securitization as a service, it felt like a really natural fit for us to be able to participate in the distribution of their USTY token. And you know, the value and the benefits and the ideology behind the creation of that fund fit really well within the ethos of Securitiz. The whole concept is really expanding low-cost access to this yield-generating institutional managed treasury fund. So all of these different actions, all of these different partnerships that we've been developing are really trying to work in the same direction of moving the industry into the next phase.
And that was going to be my final question. What is the next phase? You know, you're obviously very busy at the moment. Lots going on. Where are you going? What's the next step?
Yeah. I think there's a few different things that we're working on right now. And obviously, you know, we want to expand the different levels of public blockchains that we can work on and the different distribution channels that we have. So, you know, XDC Network was the most recent integration into our, you know, our DS protocol into the Securitiz system. We're working on expanding the different types of products that are going to be issued on XDC. We're looking at working with, you know, different, more top tier asset managers to create different types of fund and different types of institutional grade products to offer a greater variety of tokenized assets to our investor base and to kind of that crypto native digital first investor community that's been growing so rapidly over the next couple of years. And ultimately for us, it's about being able to democratize access through this new technology. So, you know, for us, it's about taking these assets that have, you know, a high level of attractiveness, but don't necessarily have access from the everyday investor or from, you know, individuals that aren't working with the right bank or the right wealth manager. It's being able to take these products and create a broader environment so that the asset manager can, you know, attract investors that they historically have never been able to reach. And so that these younger investors that are participating in the greatest wealth transfer in our country who are taking a more hands-on approach to their investment strategy and their retirement funds and looking at all of these different strategies, they want to be able to participate in those types of assets in a way that, you know, historically they never have been able to in the past.
Steve, a fascinating insight into your industry. Thank you very much for speaking to the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast, and we wish you all the best for the future.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure to join you today, Andy. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening today. Please subscribe to stay in the loop for all of our videos and podcasts, and follow us on LinkedIn. That's the best place to keep in touch with everything we do. And go to tradefinancedistribution.com for everything else you need to know.